Part B.
There is a big difference in serious crime rates between countries that are equal and ones that are less equal. Today, we are going to discuss the correlation between income inequality and violent crime rates. So we called upon Dr. Joseph Warner, an expert on the subject. He is a noted psychologist who has written books on the subject of inequality. Dr. Warner, what are the predictors of violent crimes in your opinion? Is inequality to blame?
Well, we have to make a distinction between wealthy, developed countries and poorer countries. In undeveloped countries, the best predictor of crime is poverty, because the poor can't even afford to fulfill their basic needs. In the case of wealthy countries, inequality is a better predictor, because people can generally afford basic needs.
Let's touch on the subject of inequality in developed countries for a moment. How does it affect the crime rates?
The impact of inequality on people's minds begins with comparison. In other words, it occurs when people in each class compare themselves with people in higher classes.
So, I suppose there is some kind of stress that comes with feeling that you have a lower status than others.
Precisely. And as we continue to expose ourselves to this comparison, our stress increases.
Then what exactly are the effects?
The stress due to inequality does a few different things. The big thing it does is make us focus on the short term. Put plainly, we engage in risky behaviour. Inequality could make us gamble more or seek other high-risk, high-reward investments.
You mean we only think about the immediate?
Exactly. We become very impulsive, and that makes us more likely to snap and commit a crime. The continual comparisons cause us to feel constantly stressed, on edge, and in crisis. Then we react as if we are under physical attack.
I see. There must be some strong correlation between wealth inequality and crime. I also suppose that there is a correlation between how much money people have and how certain they are about their own opinions. I've seen a number of wealthy people behave as if they know better than anyone else.
Yes. Wealthy people tend to feel that they deserve it because they believe they are smarter, and that tends to make them expect everyone to agree with their opinions. On the other hand, poor people feel like they are not heard and that the government and market systems are somehow working against them. As a matter of fact, both sides tend to think that the systems are largely distorted by the other side. So in many countries, the spreading inequality in terms of money has also increased the confidence of both the rich and poor classes that the other is not only wrong, but doing something dishonest.
The divide seems to be getting worse. Getting back to violent behaviour, it seems to be politically motivated these days as well as tied to inequality.
It is a most alarming problem. The distrust of others that inequality creates among people is extremely dangerous when used as a political tool. If politics drives violence that stems from distrust, it could create an irreversible situation.
We live in difficult times. We may need to reflect on our own behaviour first. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.